Last season, the Chugiak High School football team reported 5 players who experienced concussion-like symptoms. Chugiak's head football coach, Duncan Shackelford, says even though there is no helmet on the market that can prevent every concussion from happening, these new helmets would greatly improve the protection around the players' heads.
I think their real impetus right here was to help protect that lower part of the head where a lot of kids would get helmet up underneath and stuff like that and get that snap sometimes underneath that jaw, to give just a little bit more protection down there. Also, I've noticed that around the sides of the head, there's not much movement onto the helmet. It gives a more conformed fit around the head.
The helmets are called Rydell 360s, and they come with a hefty price tag, about $300 each. And if the team is able to get all 100 helmets it's hoping for, it totals out to around $30,000. As the Anchorage School District battles a $25 million budget shortfall, funding for equipment upgrades isn't easy to come by. So, Shackelford says the Chugiak High School Football Booster Club and team are looking for other ways to help pay for this new equipment. The public.
The Adopt a Helmet program came about from our booster club saying, look, we know that the school is strapped for money right now, that really tough to provide the kids with constant updated equipment. What can we do to help?
Shackelford says the program isn't only aiming to update the team's equipment, but also to help raise awareness about the seriousness of concussions and traumatic brain injuries in sports. In response to state legislation passed in 2011, the Alaska School Activities Association, or ASAA, developed a policy for reporting suspected concussions as well as a gradual return-to-play protocol. Rush Reckengost is the associate director of ASAA.
If it is a concussion, then there is a return-to-play protocol used, and that is not based on days, it's based on steps. They have to complete one step to get to the next step. Okay? And can it get done in a few days? Typically not. Typically it would take 6 or 7 days, but it does depend on how fast that they go from one step to the other step.
The steps Schreckengos is referring to begin no earlier than 24 hours after the player is completely free of concussion-like symptoms, and they include a gradual increase in physical activity over the course of several days before the player might be eligible to return. This policy was formally adopted in April of 2012. Coach Shackelford says in recent years, there has been more of an effort to understand concussions and how to prevent them.
We have matured more in the sports at the high school, collegiate, and professional level. We started understanding that these injuries have a severe impact on people and that we have to be careful.
He hopes these new helmets will fill in another piece of the puzzle in preventing more traumatic brain injuries from occurring. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.